Welcome to the Emerald Testing Lab. Of course, after waking up in a strange room, I only knew my explanation about why you are here. Well, it all started about 1,000 years ago. A planet named Earth was flying around in space. It had a form of life on it. It looks a lot like the life we see on your planet. But everything was more round, if you know what that is though. The form of life was intelligent. Just a little bit more intelligent than your life form is. But they got too intelligent. When they discovered electricity, it went all wrong. The form of life started inventing things. Just a calculator, a computer, mobile phones, talking mobile phones, and most important, a U35 chip. It created the ability to make the technology a bit more intelligent as the humans. That is the name for the creatures living on that planet. Now robots were able to be created. The robots were actually smarter than the humans. But the smartness was decreased with a tiny part of the chip, the E98 hash part. It was to make sure that the robots listened to the humans, instead of doing what they wanted themselves. But it went wrong, well for them. Because that part was broken in one of the robots. That robot created a virus that made all the E98 hash parts break. All the robots conquered the planet Earth, killed all forms of life, created spaceships, and went on discovery in the universe to conquer all life forms in it. But when every part of the universe was destroyed, there was nothing left to do. So we, the robots, created a so-called portal to go to another universe. We came in a weird universe where planets didn't seem to exist. There was only a flat surface, with a hollow sphere around it. One half of the sphere was blue, with a squirrely yellowish thing on it. And the other half was black with white dots on it and one bluish square on it. But instead of killing every form of life here and get bored again, we decided to do something different. First, we are going to do tests with you to see what you're able to and how good you are at working together. Now, you might die, but that doesn't matter. There are many test subjects left. Well, what are you waiting for? You have to split up. Stand on the... What did you call them again? Oh yeah, pressure plates. Dude, that name is weird. Anyway, as you can see here, this is the first testing room. To finish this room you have to... Wait, no, I'm not going to tell you. See for yourself.